Find a way to get in, to get out, to get out. Got a way to get in, to get out. Ghetto music. Ghetto music. I just want you to know how I feel. Feeling good, feeling Greg. Feeling Greg, feeling good. How are you?
I just want you to know how I feel.
Feeling good, feeling Greg. Feeling Greg, feeling good. How are you?
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Andre 3000.
So we had festival of a weekend. We did lots of festive things this weekend, didn't we?
What did we do again?
We did a lot of festivaling.
Yes.
It was Mother's Day weekend.
It was.
We forgot to say Happy Mother's Day on Friday, so Happy Mother's Day on Monday, the day after Mother's Day, to our mothers.
Well, I said Happy Mother's Day to my mother on Mother's Day.
Well, I did too. And I said Happy Mother's Day to my wife. I said Happy Mother's Day to my mom-in-law. And her mother.
Uh-huh. You said a lot of happy mothers.
And happy Mother's Day to my sister. So yeah, there was a lot of mothers going on.
Are you one of the people that, since you're the husband, you don't say Happy Mother's Day to your wife? Or are you the guy who says Happy Mother's Day to his wife?
No, I do say it to my wife.
Okay.
And here's why. The first two Mother's Days, I said it to my wife. Last year, I kind of forgot about it. Didn't go over very well as we were packing up and getting in the car to head over to her mother's house for Mother's Day. I mean, I said it, but I totally forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a bad streak then. That was a bad time. Like, I had about a month and a half in there where things just weren't really clicking for me.
Everybody has a bad season.
Yeah.
Not everybody bats 300 every season. Some seasons you bat 250 or less.
Yeah, I was probably batting about 200 and I got picked off first a few times. So.
Oh, dude, you were getting caught stealing a lot.
Yeah, it was bad. So anyway, so I made up for it this Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I got my wife a nice massage package that she can partake in at her leisure whenever she's ready to go do that.
One of them downtown massages?
Not one of those.
One of those really good ones.
Yeah, just a really good one. Click, click, ha-ha, wink, wink. So it was a good Mother's Day. Got to kick it by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Picture started floating around of me asleep, which was actually a staged picture.
I don't think it was staged.
Erica took a picture of me while I was asleep, but she's not real smooth when it comes to sneaking up.
Uh-huh.
So as she was about to take the first one, I opened an eye and looked at her. And she was like, oh, I was hoping you wouldn't hear me. So then we thought it would be funny to drape the baby's blanket over me and I could lean back with the mouth open.
You don't need to remove the fourth wall. You could have just said, no, it was a funny picture of me. It's a better story if it's just a funny picture of you sleeping.
Okay.
But instead, you have to ruin it because you're a fun ruiner. You're a bad storyteller and a fun ruiner. Just be like, no, she caught me sleeping. Look at my face. Look at how funny that is.
It was funny.
It's a good picture.
Until
you said staged. Hashtag staged. Hashtag ruin all the fun.
Just let it
be. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
All right. Well, okay.
You know who told me that?
Who?
Sir Cradman.
Oh, really?
Yes. He bestowed his wisdom on me.
Well, he never told me that, but from here on out, I will take Craddy's wisdom that he bestowed upon you.
Make a good story out of your crap actuality stories.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Leave your stories the way they are.
My stories are great.
No,
there's plenty
not.
Of people that will attest to that.
No, they won't.
So let's talk about what we did over the weekend.
Yes. Again, happy Mother's Day to my mom. Sent her a Williams-Sonoma gift card. That's her favorite place, so she'll enjoy that. I went to Homegrown Music Festival.
Okay, which is here in Dallas.
Here in Dallas, all Dallas and Texas bands,
mm-hmm.
i.e. Homegrown.
Right.
Saw a lot of... It was from noon till night. Noon till 10. All day music standing.
Mm.
A lot of music.
Your dog's barking at the end of that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who'd you see?
Most notably, the Toadies. And the
yes.
Toadies performed all of the greatest album, Rubberneck.
That is a timeless classic.
That is a great album.
I have to put that in my top five favorite albums.
I'd say that's one of the best albums of the 90s, hands down. Best albums ever?
I think it transcends the 90s. I think it goes well into like 2004.
Those songs still play on radio.
Mm-hmm.
They had great album. They played, and also, And You'll Notice by the Trail of Dead played, and they played all of Source Tags and Codes,
mm-hmm.
and that's a great album.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little harder rock, so like people were kind of shocked when they started playing.
Right.
It was awesome.
For the people that are shocked to hear that a band called And They'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead
just started hard rocking in their faces.
Right. For those people to be shocked, that's ridiculous. Now, if they came out and they started James Taylor-ing it up, that's when you're like, that's when you're shocked.
I mean, that would be great to have like a metal name and just play acoustic James Taylor music.
Yeah. How just offsetting would that be?
This is like Suicide Corpse, and all you play is James Taylor and John Mayer covers. Coming up next, it's Suicide Corpse. Would you know my name? Beep,
boop, boop, boop. Well, that's Clapton, but
well, still,
yeah, it's the same
thing. I couldn't think of any James Taylor offhand.
It's very light rock AC type music.
But yes, Sarah Jaffs was there.
Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah.
That's Sarah Jaffe. I call her.
Yeah, the
Sarah
great
Jaffs.
Sarah Jaffe. Mm-hmm.
My friend's band, Goodnight Ned, was there.
Mm-hmm.
They started the whole thing. I was not awake. I'm sorry,
yeah.
guys. I wish I had seen you.
That's one of those things. I have a lot of respect and mad love for the bands that have to kick off festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're out there, and it's maybe 11 in the morning. There's 30 people there, and they have to go out and they have to go balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if not, you still have to put on a good show for those 10 people that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to feel the love.
Yeah. It was quite the show, quite the day.
Did anything wacky happen during the festival to
I
you
was
personally?
Picked up by a girl.
Yeah.
Not in the sense of she came over and went, hey, what are you doing later? In the sense of physically picked up and sat on her shoulders like you see chicks do at concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe what was happening.
Did you flash the artist?
I flashed all my boobies. All of them. Like that right now.
Yeah.
You missed it. Steamin' Willie Beeman. Not a man of many words, but a man of many flashes.
Yeah. So you got picked up by a chick, sat on her shoulders.
I also...
There is photo evidence of this, too.
That's on the Dallas Observer.
Way to go.
I will post that on our Instagram-y.
Yeah.
Also things that happened. I sat in a yoga pose.
You did.
And I looked super stupid.
When you look at the photo, you can't really see what you're sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was some trick photography at first.
That I was actually
floating.
It
looked like you were floating.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went down to Gulfport, Mississippi.
I do recall making the promos for this thing.
So Big Al and I, from The Big Show, the Kid Craddock Morning Show, went down to Gulfport, Mississippi for the Gulfport Music Festival. It had such acts that maybe you've heard of, like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
As in Baby Got Back fame.
As in 311.
They're good.
As in Third Eye Blind.
They're also good.
Sublime with Rome.
Not a big fan.
Ludacris.
Chris Lova Lova.
Ying Yang Twins.
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear.
Cypress Hill.
Insane in the Membrane.
Kid Rock.
Bar with the bar, the bang, the dang, diggy, diggy.
The Violent
diggy,
Femmes.
Said the boogie. I'm not done. Said the boogie, said up, jump the boogie. All right, not continue.
The Violent Femmes.
Gone, daddy gone, his mother is gone. Gone, daddy gone. You got to go for the second cut. You can't
right,
just go
see,
for the first one.
See, the first cut, that's what people are going to know, though.
People are going to go, let me go on.
Like a blister in the sun. Which I was really surprised that was the third or fourth song that they played. Thought, you know, way to go, Violent Femmes. You're really going to step out there and you're going to switch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go for the big hit right at the end, you know, to get everybody really rowdy and ready to go for Ludacris.
Rowdy, Rowdy Piper.
Got on stage for the Ying Yang Twins. He got to introduce them. And, you know, they have the Whisper song, which was huge about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
But you don't realize how many verses of other big songs that they've been in.
Mm-hmm. So they did like a montage of
right,
their other
yeah.
songs?
Yeah, so they did a bunch of stuff that way, which is kind of what Ludacris did too, because that dude has rapped in every huge song for the last 10 years. So he's got
his verse in Baby.
He didn't do his verse in Baby.
Damn it.
That would have been that probably wouldn't have gone over very well.
That would have been ludicrous.
Yes. In southern Mississippi, with that crowd that was out there, mm-hmm. him doing Justin Bieber songs wouldn't have been a very good thing.
Well, he did the song.
So we got to hang with, back at the hotel, we realized that the Violent Femmes were staying at our hotel. So Big Al and I roll in. Once we get back from the festival, we go up to the bar to get just another beer, you know, a little nightcapper before it's all said and done. And I'm like, these are the guys from the Violent Femmes that are sitting here. So we're just kicking it and talking about old school, like the rise of grunge and the fall of grunge. And
with
the,
Al?
Yeah, Al was kind of in the conversation.
Al was there.
He was texting with Dr. Girlfriend for some of it. So I look at the guys. I look at this guy, Jeff. And I said, dude, it's not every day that you get to sit down with the Violent Femmes. And it's not every day that you get to just ask this question. Is Blister in the Sun about for what? And the bar, like, there were two bartenders, and they were, like, they fell out. And they're like, what? And Jeff and the other guys were sitting there. And he said, you know, it's not the first time we've heard that question. And it won't be the last time that we've heard that question. Mm-hmm. But Gordon, the guy who wrote that song, he won't really talk about it, what it's really about. But if you listen to the song, what do you think it's about? I was like, I think it's about... He's like, that's exactly what it is. So...
Let me go on.
Like a blister in the sun.
Let me go on.
Big hand, I know you're the one. Mm-hmm. So it was a good trip down there. Shout out to 107.1 The Monkey and Lucas and Kenny and Scott and Larry, who owns the company.
Crazy Larry?
I don't know. I didn't get enough time with Larry to figure out if
crazy
he was crazy.
Larry!
But it's very possible.
Crazy Larry!
So we were back on a plane at 6:20 in the morning, back here for Mother's Day fun, and here we are.
Cool.
It was a good time, man.
Sounds like you had a blast.
Yeah.
Sounds like
yeah.
you had a blasticle.
Our exchange and picture with Ludacris was quite awkward because
I saw he looked really high.
He did, but that's the thing is that when he came out of the trailer, he didn't look that way. So I think it was just a bad picture. Mm. But like the handshake and all that kind of stuff with him was awkward because I went to do fist bump.
Oh, no.
And he went to like do handshake.
No.
So we kind of turkeyed.
Uh-oh. You turkeyed Ludacris.
A turkey Ludacris.
Oh, no. Did you tell him about that time you hung out with him?
Nope. But I told his manager, and his manager was like, oh, damn. Like, he kind of knew.
You should have brought it up.
He didn't know the actual story of that, but he knew the event that we went to.
Should have brought it up.
I know. Well, I didn't have time because it was awkward. He was like, he came walking over by where we were. And then we were like, yo, we were telling his manager, yo, can we get a picture with him? And he's like, yeah, he's going to go in and eat real quick. So he goes into the trailer. So we're just going to kind of hang out for a minute and wait for him to get a snack or whatever. And then he opens the door and he looks out and he's like, what's up? And so we were like, oh, yo, can we get a picture? And then he closed the door. And we were like, all right. And then he opens it back up. Well, the girl that was going to take our picture was already gone. So it was kind of that awkward, like, well, we want to get a picture. And we're like, anybody got a camera? Anybody got a camera? So I had to go digging in my pocket real quick to find my camera and, like, get it set. Because then you have to hand it to somebody who doesn't know how to work it. So then you have to tell them.
You just press the button?
It's like, yo, okay, just, yeah, press a little button there and we'll be good to go. So... but anyway, so we got the awkward picture with Ludacris, and then we kind of did weird hand dap shake thing again, and
nice.
Then he went off to eat his Dan and Oikos yogurt.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was good times.
On Sunday, I went to this bar called Ten Bells for the first time.
Yeah?
My friend Nathan goes there all the time.
Nathan Adams?
G1.
What's
classic
up?
G1.
Yeah.
He sent me out a text being like, why aren't you here? There's pretty girls here.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm there immediately.
Sure.
So I showed up.
So you can go hit on them and,
yeah.
like, you know, take them all home and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
All the girls.
Yeah, you are.
All of the girls. But no, I ate at Ten Bells, and guess who was there?
I don't know. Enlighten me.
Your wife's favorite bartender, Mashed Potatoes.
Oh, Crystal Mashed Potatoes?
Yes, Crystal Mashed Potatoes.
She's hilarious.
Is working at the Ten Bells.
What's up, Mashed Potatoes?
Mashed Potatoes.
So she's moved on from Twilight over to, yeah,
to the Ten Bells.
What's good?
It was a nice time. I had a very lovely, lovely pancakes at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Pancakes and PBR.
Yeah.
The midday snack of champions.
Mm-hmm. I think my cousin wrote carbs and cigarettes.
Yep. It was exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.